you can't get much greener than the Ingeteam operation in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley. Overhead, windows naturally light the production floor. A highly efficient heating and cooling system cocoons workers as they pore over minute components of electronic control systems. CEO Aitor Sotez describes Ingeteam's creations as the guts and brains of wind turbines.
We're trying to maintain this as spotless. It feels like a good place to work at.
Yet much of its factory remains vacant. Sotez's goal is to have 275 skilled employees on staff by 2015, so the operation can bustle around the clock. So far, he's been able to hire only 65.
The quantities of that type of personnel, it's either not there or we have not been able to attract to our company.
Sotez admits he's dumbfounded. Even an imposing sign outside reading Ingeteam now hiring has failed to bring job seekers to his doorstep.
We expected to have a bigger flow of people applying, and we're not seeing that.
Human resources manager Matt Gordon says part of the Ingeteam mantra is training, but applicants need some level of assembly skills.
Some blueprint reading. Those are going to be the main...
Basic electric.
CEO Aitor Sotez chimes in.
We test every single piece of equipment because it's very expensive. Our customers expect those things to run flawlessly.
Two, what state or form of matter has the most thermal energy?
A few miles northeast, removed from Ingeteam's world, Sarah Rottersman is prepping students for their exam in solar thermal technology. She teaches for MCSC, the Milwaukee Community Service Corps. It helps people attain basic skills in hopes they'll be able to get a foot inside the workplace door.
What's the area in sort of the broad environmental green area that you think has most promise for jobs for your students after they leave here?
Right now, it's in hazardous waste. And I know that doesn't sound very green. What it is, it's just cleaning up hazardous waste sites. It's a really gross job. You have to wear the big suit. Those are the jobs that are out there right now.
Even when it comes to landing unsexy green jobs such as cleaning environmental messes or spoiled waterways, Rottersman knows the odds are stacked against her students. Most live in the heart of Milwaukee. And according to UWM's Employment and Training Institute, for every 25 job seekers in the central city, there is one job. Core member Kiana Shaw wants to set herself apart by acing every test, including the one on solar energy skills.
The hardest thing for me, remembering everything, because it's a lot of stuff that goes with the solar panels and then you fitting in tape measuring into that.
The 22-year-old says she wants to support her young son as well as set an example for him.
I don't know. I've been doing pretty good. I just look over my worksheets. And I remember a lot of stuff that we talk about in class. It kind of helps to pay attention.
What we have here is power engineering, which is the basis.
MATC's Oak Creek facility is on the other side of town and the other end of the green skills spectrum. Joe Jacobson directs its Center for Energy Conservation and Advanced Manufacturing. It takes energy education to its most advanced state. In fact, Jacobson says a steady stream of visitors from around the globe come to study its state-of-the-art facility and curriculum.
Of course, the ultimate is that students wind up in good jobs. And they're getting good jobs. We've had one student just graduate. He's the utility manager for all of Rexnord. You know, so these are really good jobs, and these students have a very bright future.
Still, Jacobson says there is more work to be done. For instance, MATC is cultivating relationships with more companies to augment students' hands-on experience. One company is Ingeteam. From his vantage point as the head of the Wisconsin Sustainable Business Council, Tom Eggert has his eye on a different green skills shortage altogether. Eggert believes the region needs to nurture the next generation of the industry's inventors and entrepreneurs.
I'm looking at it from a university perspective. So we're sending students out that have entrepreneurial instincts, and they're looking to go out and start a business. We're really strong as a state in getting them initial funding.
Where Wisconsin falls short, Eggert maintains, is helping to grow and stabilize community-sustaining enterprises. However, unless more workers train, perhaps in multiple skills, new employers might only widen the existing shortage. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.